Parker. No way. No way it's Renee. Renee. I can't see or hear you right now. There you are.
Can you see me now?
I can.
How
What's up?
are you?
Good. I just dropped off Mav and about to cap off the meeting with meeting you guys.
Nice.
Yeah. How are you
How are
doing?
you? I'm good. I'm good. How are you?
Good. I'm glad Tuesday nights you're able to make it. It kind of worked out
I
nicely.
know. I'm so excited because I was like, Thursdays are the worst. Oh my gosh. It's at Crestwood and I have no control over anything. So I'm like, oh, I can go.
Yeah. Well, eventually too, what I'd like to do is have this. I'd like to go to 2 a week. Because
Yeah.
I'm trying to bring on a nutritionist and like have her take one of the calls during the
Oh,
week,
nice.
so we have two
Yeah.
calls, and change the time because 8:30 is the only time that like works for me right now is with my schedule. But eventually, I'd like to have a time that's like a little bit better for everyone.
Yeah. It's okay though. I mean, most everybody should be off of work now and
Yeah, it does. It is kind of in that capacity. It kind of does work.
yeah. Everybody can grab dinner and then hop on.
Yeah.
No excuses.
Yes.
Except when you're in the OR scrubbed in and you can't.
We'll see if anybody helps on help anybody else hops on. In
Yeah.
the meantime, you and I will get started. I'm gonna send a message to the group.
Nice.
Second. So why don't you tell me some wins? How are you doing?
Oh, wins. Last night I stayed on the Stairmaster for the whole entire 10 minutes. I was like, last time I tried that, I didn't make it 5. I thought, I'm gonna die up here today. I'm
Let's
gonna
go.
die on this hill, but I made it. Yeah, I made it. It was good.
How was it at the finisher?
I was dragging. It sucked.
Yeah.
I mean, it sucked bad. But it was good though. I'm sore today, but I appreciate those days. Like soreness has always made me feel like I'm actually doing something right, you know? So,
Yeah,
yeah.
no, being sore after a workout is nice since it is a little bit of that feedback.
Yeah.
You feel like you did more from the training, which is it is a good feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's
I do have a question because I like what I think. Oh, I'm so torn. Like, I love lifting heavy. Like, I've always enjoyed that. But, like, I love workouts like today, too, where it was like 45 seconds, 45 seconds, 45 seconds of work. And it's just like this constant grind, and you don't have to think about it. You're just putting in the work. And so I kind of like those, too. Like, especially for losing weight, I finally went past my 35-pound mark. So, next stop, 40.
let's go.
So,
Heck yeah.
yeah. Absolutely. So I'm like, do we need to switch it maybe to more of those workouts? And but I don't want to get rid of the lifting either.
Yeah. Well, it's definitely a delicate balance.
Yeah.
I think it could be beneficial to go through a phase with you where maybe we we sprinkle in some more of those style workouts.
Yeah.
But you always, it would be okay to do for you because we've been training for a while and that change of stimulus could actually be really beneficial. However, it's always important to keep the lifting weights at the core and not,
Sure.
doesn't have to be crazy heavy, but you want to keep some structured strength work in there for sure, just to stay healthy, if nothing else.
Yeah.
When we do those hard metcons, those metcons are excellent. And I love doing those metcons. Like, love it. You feel
Yeah.
so accomplished. They feel really hard. It feels like you burn a lot of calories, and you do for sure.
You do.
The only downside is if you do too much of that, you'll start to compensate during those workouts too often, and it can lead to injury. So you've got to be supplementing with
Gotcha. Both.
quality strength work, making sure you're staying balanced, a little bit more control, the hypertrophy based work. So it's a hard question to answer. Like, which one should you do, not do? If you want to do some more of those style workouts, happy to program in there. Because if you like it and you enjoy it and you're having fun,
Yeah.
like, let's do it, you know?
I just, for me, sometimes, especially because I think where I go to the gym, it's like a smaller gym, and if it's busy, like you're fighting. And so I'm like, oh my gosh, okay, like I'm having to take off the weight, re-put it on. And so I think sometimes like it's easier for me to get those in than it is like have to re-rack weight and do different, you know. So that's the only thing. And lately, because of work, I mean, I've been getting off at 5:30, 6:37, right in the time where it's so busy. So 5 o'clock. Okay, let's talk about that morning. I tried on a surgery day to get up and like work out in the morning. Felt good, but I literally like I took a video. I don't think I sent it to you though. My hands were shaking so bad, and I'm like, I can't do that and operate. So that I was afraid of that because when I mean I push myself pretty hard sometimes, and so I'll shake afterwards for a good hour or two, and so I'm like, yeah, that's not gonna work. On clinic days, not really a problem because obviously I'm seeing patients, I'm in and out of rooms, it really doesn't matter. But when I'm sewing or cutting suture or, you know, on a face especially, like I can't shake. I don't even drink coffee on those days. So
So you would get done with the workout and still just be like
yeah, I'll
shaking.
shake for like an hour. If I hold my hand out, it's like
Did it feel like an unhealthy thing? Like maybe your blood sugar was super low, like you were gonna pass out, like that kind of thing? Or just you just like a you were vibrating from the workout?
Fatigue. Yeah.
I
Just
see.
push myself to fatigue. Yeah. And then shake for like an hour.
Yeah. I think because you were so new, like getting back into fitness, it could just be the stimulus of it and your body not being so
Yeah.
adapted yet. How long ago was that you did that? You were.
Probably a month ago, maybe. Maybe a month and a half.
I'd be curious to see maybe in the next few weeks if you did another early morning, how your body would respond to it. I mean, pick a day where you don't have
Yeah.
some, crazy coming up in that
Yeah, I
morning.
can do it on a Tuesday because I'm off on Tuesdays. So I can get up and do it and see.
Yeah, I would love to see it if we've gotten to the place where you adapted and you feel good now.
Yeah, for sure.
What did you ask me before that? There's another question you asked me a second ago. I was trying to remember, but I'm thinking back to what we were talking about a minute ago with the whole intensity piece.
Oh, I guess just talking about the changing of the flow of the workouts.
Yeah. So this is what I was gonna say to
From
that. I've got an 8 week kettlebell dumbbell program that I've already written out. I can send that to you. And that way, if you ever go to the gym, it's crazy busy and it's just too stressful to get all the pieces or whatever. Just pull that up and just pull a workout out of there. Just pick
Okay.
one that you like, it looks like it's achievable, and just knock it out. Because they're all designed to be done with one or two dumbbells and in place body weight stuff. So that could be something to keep in your back pocket.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait.
What are the questions you got for me? What are the wins you got?
Let's
Other than being
see.
down 35 pounds, which is crazy.
That's insane. Look, my goal was 50 pounds by the end of the year, and I'm like, oh, am I gonna make it? Am I gonna make it? Am I gonna make it? So I think that's one thing too. Like I'm thinking, more cardio, but I also know that lifting does burn more, as well. The more at least I've been told, the more muscle you have, the more fat you can burn, and so I know lifting is important. So I don't want to get rid of it because I do enjoy it, but yeah, that's huge. Just really solidifying my why. I was thinking about that earlier today. Like, I think that is truly one of the reasons why I've been able to hang on this time when I haven't before. So that's, I think, a win for me. Like, my two or three reasons why are strong enough to keep me coming back. And before they haven't been a, they haven't been. And so just kind of, dialing into what I really feel and want, and what I feel like God's teaching me, along the way, is a win because I haven't been able to stick to it before, and this time just feels different. Like, yeah,
Oh, that's awesome. You feel like you've got to a place now where it's 100% your lifestyle.
it's getting there. Yeah, when I don't do it, I feel funky. Yeah, I'm mad. I'm like, man. Or if I have to change it, you get in this routine and something happens. But that's part of it too, just realizing it's okay to switch your days. Or I'm so like, give me a routine and let me do it. And so then when something happens, I'm like, oh gosh. But just learning which days you can substitute, and yeah. It's a change, but it's kind of back to like who I used to be because that's who I functioned like before. I mean, it's so crazy to think about these people that see me now, like see a version of me that I never was before. Like they don't know the real me. And it's so cool to kind of like reach down to the depths and bring that person back out, but just a better version. So,
That's so awesome to hear. That's
yeah.
really, yeah, that's got to feel really good. And to your point, 100%, I think that's what the most challenging piece is for people. And especially for myself, as like, I want to compete. So like, if I don't get my training in, I feel like everything's falling apart and this and that. It is really, really helpful to learn that taking a day off here and there is okay. Mixing and matching the training is totally okay. Cutting the reps down from time to time, just based on how you're feeling or your time, that's okay. Because
Yeah.
when we step back and we zoom out, and for the course of a whole year, if 340 days or 345 days you trained really hard and you got in the gym, but the other 15 or 20 days you didn't, it's like that's a win. Like
Yeah,
that's a huge
for
win,
sure.
And you just multiply that over the years, and that's how you see crazy results. And people are like, they're blown away, but you're like, hey, I've been doing this for 10 years. So
Right.
you're on that path now.
Yeah, for sure. I'm excited. I can't, I don't know, like the first of the year, it's like, okay, what do? Like, I feel torn. Like, I feel like, okay, you've ingrained a lot of stuff in me. I think that I'll be okay. But then again, I'm like, nope, because that accountability, that text, that, hey, are you doing this? Are you, how are you today? Like, send me the screenshot. Like, that, it's sometimes that's all it takes to be like, I gotta get this done. And so I'm like, okay, Renee, are you there yet? Like, and then I know you're super busy too. And so my thought process is, if I feel strong enough or to where I think that I can take a step back to give somebody else room, like that's just my personality. Like I would totally do that because I know that you're busy and that you want to be able to give everybody the same amount of time and the same, information and all the things. And so I don't know. We'll see after December, I guess, how I feel.
Yeah, and we'll hop on a phone call and we'll reassess when we get there too. But it is nice having someone, like, just knowing that you're still part of it, like you're still being held accountable to some extent.
Yeah.
Really helpful. Like when you look in the app and you're like, oh, I missed this program, or like the new week comes in and you're like, it's just like that little bit of a trigger. You're like, okay,
It is.
I want to go get the workout in. It can be really helpful.
For sure.
Tammy. I didn't know. I saw you join. I admitted you, but I was on the different screen of Zoom. So I only saw Renee and I didn't realize. I was like, when is Tammy going to pop up? So then I scrolled over and I saw you there.
Oh, gosh. Hi, Tammy.
Hi. Hi. Nice to meet you.
You too.
Yeah, it's so great to see a chica in here.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Tammy, how's your week been so far?
Well, it's kind of getting a little better. Today was still rough. I'm just struggling with like a lot of just like mental fatigue and like weakness emotionally. So I think that's like kind of what I wanted to bring up and kind of pick your brain about, because I feel like that's just one of my biggest blocks is that like I like just struggle a lot sometimes, and it's just like getting my mind right and getting like just getting like right with myself. And this past week was just a lot more challenging than I thought it was going to be, and I've been in a transition, so that was kind of hard, which again is like why I wanted to like bring you into this part of my life, because I can't keep using that excuse as to like how hard life is or like the transitions that I'm in, and like because the thing that's been suffering most is like my health. And so that's kind of where I want the change to happen. And like the first week was good. It was hard, but like I was so determined. And then the second week was actually pretty decent, but then towards the end of the week, I just almost fell back into like old patterns of like thinking and being and doing, and just kind of like got into a little hole. So how do you combat that?
Yeah, so you're so, and there's the answer is from my experience. I'll share from my experience. It's incredibly simple, but yet very complicated. And you probably already know what I'm going to say. It's you've got to fall in love with the process and the system and the discipline of it and the commitment of it.
Yeah.
And totally detach from any of the emotions you're feeling, which is, it's really hard because, and this is what I'm learning right now is in different areas of my life, is we get very attached to the emotions being the prerequisite for the doing, and they're not, right? Mm-hmm. So like, I feel really happy, so I'm going to go be nice to this person. Well, it's like, I should be nice to that person regardless of being happy, right? Mm-hmm. But if I am happy, that's awesome. Then that's great. So same thing applies to fitness. It's like, I'm really sad today, or I'm really angry, or I'm really frustrated, or I'm really whatever. So I don't want to go work out. And you have to say, okay, I'm going to detach from these emotions. They're there. I acknowledge them. I feel them. I'm going to go to the gym anyways. And then you give yourself the grace going through the training to say, okay, I don't feel like I can push as heavy on this today or as hard on this today, but I'm going to do it anyway. Even if I only do half the reps or half the workout, that's where the win is. And that's where you start to become that different person. Because in 4, 5, 6 months, you'll look back and be like, I went through all of this crazy hard stuff, went through all these different emotions, all of this stuff where I felt like quitting every single day and I didn't. And that becomes a feedback loop of, okay, wow, I actually am this person. Like I am a different person now. Like I feel the confidence that I can go and work out in any situation and like in. And so it's incredibly difficult. But simplify it as best you can, where just detach from those emotions, set aside that time in the day to get your workout in, start the clock and just go. Like literally turn into a robot. I tell myself this sometimes when I'm like sad or mad or whatever, it's like, I'm just going to be a robot. Like you turn the machine on and it turns on regardless of how it feels. It's like, I'm just going to go do this thing. I'm going to ride the bike and do the burpees and whatever. And if I'm terrible at it, I'm terrible at it, but I'm going to do it anyways. And that's how start to cultivate that discipline, you sort of become a different person.
Yeah, I think it was Monday when I texted you, and I was like, So mad. It's just like, I'm about to bust out in tears as I lift this bar that I like doesn't even have any weight on it. Like, I was just so mad. And I did like all the burpees and I wanted to barf. And I was just like, we can't, this sucks. Like, this sucks.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
And I think that's the piece. So this is the stuff that really fires me up. So if I seem fired up, I am. That's the piece that like, and I had to learn this too. It's like, I always envisioned working out and getting in shape like the montage scene of Rocky, you know, like you're watching it and you're like, oh, this is so cool. This is, man, it's awesome. But like, it's a lie. It's an illusion. Because if you were to go like into that moment with Rocky training, he would be like, this is terrible. Like, I hate this. I'm in pain. It's requiring so much of me. I'm sacrificing not going out with my friends. I'm sacrificing not doing this or that. But yeah, that is the montage scene. That's the if you were to zoom out in 6 months and look back at your life and be like, that was the moment. Like, that was the thing.
Yeah.
It's it never feels how you want it to feel. It sucks in the middle of it.
Yeah. Yeah. That was, I mean, I think, you know, I'm starting to like see the good in it, because it was like, oh, okay, so that was like a really crappy few days, and that was really awful, and like, you know, I skipped like I think two workouts, and which you were like gracious about, like take the rest days, which felt like you gave me permission to like feel what I needed to feel and like go through that process. And also like, I won't ever do that again, because missing the workouts was like the worst thing. Getting back into it on Monday, like it was even harder than I thought it was gonna be. And I was just like, dang it, if I just would have like done something, like even just air squats for like an hour, I probably would have not felt even worse on Monday. But yeah, I think that's just, I mean, you're right. And I'm very appreciative of your support, because like, that's when I need it most. That's like when I try to like find excuses or be like, oh, I can't do it. Like, I just can't do it. It's not meant for me right now. Life's too hard, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. But yeah. Those thoughts. Oh gosh. Yeah. Those thoughts will creep in. And they, mm-hmm. I mean, I think for everybody in some capacity, whenever they start pursuing something, those thoughts creep in, and they just think, I don't know what it is, but something is just, it just wants to hold you back. There's actually a lot of books and like podcasts on it. They call it resistance. Mm-hmm. There's this resistance inside of all of us. And it is so hard to overcome, because the lies can be super convincing. they can be.
Oh, so it was like a real battle. It was a full blown battle. I was wrestling with it. Like, it was not fun, but I think it was just maybe, you know, I don't know, like an icebreaker even of what I'm getting into, and like the things that I want so desperately to like leave behind and not have excuses for anymore. So, you know, I'm taking it as a win. So, but yeah, you know, I was getting really frustrated, and like the stress was just killing me. I think it was like one of the, maybe you'll say it too, it's just like one of those voices where it's like, oh, like, you know, I'm too stressed out to like do this right now. Like, it's just too much. Oh my God, getting all this love, but I'm dog sitting for friends, and there's this beast right here. So
those moments, I, you know, actually this past year, I've had more of those moments than ever before. And I did my best to push through them in the times when I knew I needed to stop. And so this can be a little bit of a cue for you. The times I knew I needed to stop, where I would tweak something, but I could tell that the tweak wasn't an actual injury. It was my body, like from the stress, from the emotions, just shutting things down and being like, hey, we need to rest a little bit. And so I don't want you to push to that point where you get hurt. So like, it'll be a process of learning that, but that can be a little bit of an indicator for you. Like, if you're doing something and you're just like, you're feeling some pain, or it's just not, you can't warm up and get going and feeling better. Those are the moments where it's like, okay, maybe I do need to just like go and sit in a sauna, or just go, you know, row for a little bit, just something a little bit easier. That can be a little bit of a cue in your brain of, those are the indicators that maybe you need to pull back and rest. And okay. also give yourself permission, like, to sit there before you start your workout. Just do some breathing, like, or maybe even write down some gratitude, like, just think through the things you're thankful for. Because you can't, like, and you've heard this before, I'm sure, you can't be thankful and angry and sad and all those things at the same time. Like, they can't coexist. So as soon as you shift into gratitude, like, I'm thankful that I have whatever. I'm thankful that I could be here working out, whatever. Just, like, take a moment to do that. That can kind of set you up to feel better in your workout as well.
Okay. Yeah, because I also heard, too, and, like, I'm curious what you think about this, because it's, like, like, just with the overloading of stress and, like, cortisol spikes and stuff, like, it's not necessarily good to, like, hit it hard at the gym because you're, like, you take your body into, like, a fight or flight mode or whatever. So is that, you know, I think that's kind of, like, what you were saying, like, when you feel that way, it's like, take it easy. Cause yeah, it's like, I don't want to, I think I've been doing that for too long. I'm just like, oh no, I'm going to power through it. I'm just going to, like, push really hard. And then I push so hard that I just go backwards. Like, nothing happens. And then, like I was saying earlier, like, and then I get on the scale and, like, nothing changes. And I feel like I'm doing all this work and, like, not even the needle moves, like, a little bit. And if anything, it moves in the opposite direction. And I'm just like, what on earth am I doing wrong? Is it just stress? Is it stress? Weight gain? Like, I feel like I'm in, like, an impossible loop.
Yeah. Yeah. You're definitely in that place where you're going to have to toe the balance, because if you stack too many of those days where things are really hard and you pull back and don't do anything, next thing you know, you've got several days or weeks of not training, right?
Yeah.
But then you don't want to go the other way where it's like you push too hard for too long amidst the other emotions and you end up hurting yourself or burnout or whatever. So you're definitely in that middle ground right now where I think it's going to be really beneficial for you to focus on giving your best effort and making that the metric for your performance. So rather than thinking, okay, like, I'll use myself for example, if I can go squat X amount of pounds, maybe today I just don't have that in the tank, but I did my best for today. So that's a win. And that performance was like the best performance I had. Right.
Okay.
So you kind of take that into your training. It's like, okay, I'm really stressed, really emotional. I'm going to go through this a little bit lighter. And I'm just going to do whatever I have for today, give myself some grace, maybe build in a little bit extra rest. And that's totally okay. Because you got to start stacking those wins, yeah, stacking those days of training and that. And how's your sleep? How's your sleep going?
Well, I want to say it's good, but I'm not quite sure it is. You know, I co-sleep with my little 3-year-old and that little guy sometimes just snores or he punches me in the face.
Does he turn sideways?
Yes, completely. I was like, how do you take up all the bed? Like, how? I wake up in the morning, I literally, like, twist him around like a banana and I'm just like, get over there. Like, get away from me.
That's
but
hilarious.
You know, but also, like, you know, I know these days aren't going to last forever, you know, soon he's one going to sleep in his own bed. So I'm, you know, I'm just, I love it, but it's also like, it definitely takes away from my sleep and just being like a mom anyway, just takes away from all the rest, you know, even if he was in a different room, I'd probably wake up every time I heard him, like, you know, take a longer breath or something. It's just like the curse of motherhood. But other than that, like, I do sleep pretty well. Like, I've been going to bed when he goes to bed. So that's been nice. And then I just, like, I wake up when he does sometimes. And I feel like that's pretty long amount of hours. But yeah, I'm, like, probably not getting, like, in that REM state. I don't even know what that is anymore, but I don't think I'm getting it. So.
So that'll be... I totally know what you mean. You don't want to pass those days up. Like, I every opportunity I have to have Maverick in the bed, like, I do it too. And it's
the best.
Yeah.
But, you know, I was telling you too, so we were like trying to figure out where we're going to land for winter and we finally have that figured out. So I think that's going to help too. Cause then I can, cause we travel a lot, but I've been feeling like I need to settle down. Like it's too much on my nervous system and I need to stay put for, 6 months at least and focus on like routine and my health and like cooking well for me and him. So that's kind of solidified now. It's kind of in the middle of farmland Michigan, which is like why I'm probably going to need some extra workouts, but you sent me like a few body weight ones and I don't know if you sent me the dumbbell kettlebell one, but
yeah,
I think I'm going to end up purchasing some of those so that when I can't necessarily leave the farm, I can do those workouts still. And like, there's plenty of space to work out. I just don't have any weights.
Grab some dumbbells. That way you can on dumbbells, maybe even a jump rope. You can do some single, just some single under jump ropes.
So, yeah. Okay.
For both of you, actually, how's your nutrition been? I'm curious. Have you found success with protein, Tammy?
I'm getting there. Okay. I'm getting there. Yeah, this week was rough. Like, it's just it was just the unsettling of like where me and my son were staying was just really jarring this week. So now that we're settled, I can kind of stock the kitchen with things. I'm just, I need to do more of the meal prepping. There was like the first week I did that and it was amazing. And now I know like what other foods that I can kind of increase. I started to cut out the extra things I add into my smoothie because I saw that was like really raising my calories and my carbs. And I was like, I don't need frozen strawberries. I just need the protein. Like maybe I don't need the almond milk. I just need water. Like just get it in there rather than like getting all these extra carbs in. Cause I felt like then I would increase my protein, but it would also increase my carbs and my calories. And I was like, gosh, I can't win this calculation. But I think I just need to, I have a good idea and you've sent me some stuff that's, high protein. And I just need to like stock the fridge and stock the pantry with like the healthy snacks, the high protein ones, and like just do that cup of yogurt and a bowl of chicken if I have to, and just get in there. I've spent a good half of the year eating really luxurious meals. So I'm good to like not for a while. Like it's okay. I can cut them out now.
Yeah. I mean, it really is just about finding those simple meals, just anything that's going to be quick grab protein. Like I do protein and water for my protein shakes. Like it's just, just keep it as simple as possible. And you kind of get to a place where you're like, I'm okay with not having the flavor for a little bit during the week.
Yeah.
Or twice during the week, go get yourself a nice meal, enjoy the flavor, whatever. But you kind of start to look at least for me, I've looked at food a little bit differently. It's like, hey, this is just nutrition. I'm not sitting down to have a 5-course meal right now. I'm just getting calories in and I'm moving on. That's how I get it. And you got to figure out that balance for yourself.
Okay. I think going into this next season is going to be, I'm going to be able to find the balance, but this past week was really rough.
Yeah, no, they happen. It happened to all of us. It's totally get it. Renee, how's your nutrition been?
Yeah, it's okay. I think because the holidays allowed myself a little bit more this past week. But I try to meal prep either on Tuesday or the weekends for 2 or 3 days at a time because my schedule's split and I'm off on Tuesdays. Protein was definitely the hardest thing for me to try to get into, especially when I first started. But I mean, I have tried different things, different recipes. And I mean, we're almost four and a half months in and I'm still like tweaking it. So it's Tammy, encouragement for you. Just keep trying different stuff until you find things you like and then just kind of stick with them if you can. I don't care for eating the same things over and over either. So I'll do that for a while and then I have to switch. So just keep experimenting with your proteins. And I also
send me some of your favorites.
Yeah, I will. I sure will. And also, I don't know if Kyle remembers a lot of this or not, but when you were talking, I was thinking, and I literally felt for you because I can sit here and remember the exact feeling that you're experiencing right now. And the first, I think it was day 3 or 4 of this program, I got COVID. And then the next week, it's something else happened. I've got these things written down because it blows my mind, because every time you start something good, every time you try to get better, yeah, you know, there's always something there going, nope, I don't want you to do that. Right.
Right.
But I was sick. I had a breast nodule come up that I had to get checked. I ran into my ex after 8 years of not seeing him at all. So, like, it was big blows right when I started. So I just want to encourage you, just stay in it. Because, again, and this is not patting my back, but we're 4.5 months in, because I just showed up for yourself. And just like Kyle said, it may not be or may not look the way you want it to every single day, but just the consistency of learning to show up for yourself despite how you feel. And I can tell that you want it. So just dig in, sister. Don't give up.
Thank you. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'll keep an eye out for the ex to come through.
Yeah. I hope not.
I mean, it probably will happen once, you know, yeah. Once you like just make that shift in energy. Yeah.
Sometimes,
like, oh no, misery you can't make company. This stuff get up. Back down here.
Yep.
Right. Yeah.
There's always something that pops up as soon as you as soon as you start trying to do something good.
No doubt.
Trying to keep you down.
Yeah. That's exactly how I felt. And I'm glad that, you know, we have this call, because I was like, I feel like I need to talk about this kind of stuff. Like, other people had to have experienced this, because it's like, yeah, I made this choice to, you know, get back into my body and like be the best version of myself for all the right reasons. And yeah, I've just been hit with all the impossible scenarios, and I'm just like, no, what?
Yeah.
That's exactly
also, I invested the money in myself. I'm like, oh, we're making this work.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's another piece of it too. It lights a fire under you. You're like, hey, I'm not wasting this. I'm going to make the most of this. 100%.
Yeah.
Awesome. Renee, I wanted to come back to this, and Tammy, I think this will be helpful for you too. When we were talking about, lifting weights compared to the conditioning workouts, question for you, when you do your accessory work, so like when I give you like split squats or whatever, dumbbell bench press, how heavy do you try to push those?
If I do them towards the end of the workout, which I try to stay in order the way you have it. But you know, my right knee has, I've never done great with, especially the forward lunges. So I'll hold 20s, 25s max on those, and I don't go all the way down to my knee touches. Now, if I take them off or go down in weight, I can, but I mean, it's not a shallow squat either, but it's low, but it doesn't touch.
Okay. Yeah. That's okay. So the reason I was asking, whenever it comes to doing that type of accessory work at the end, you know, whether I give you some leg extensions or leg curls or, you know, things like that.
Yeah.
It's do your best. And Tammy, for you too, do your best, given all the circumstances and everything we've talked about already, to push that weight load the best you can, because that will up the intensity of the workout, and it will lead to more muscle breakdown, which is what we want ultimately, because that, you know, turns your metabolic rate up. We burn fat, like the whole thing. So we want to push that weight the best we can. Don't push through injury. So like, that's separate. If it's hurting you, you work within that for sure. But any movements where you feel confident on this and you can go through a full range of motion, no injuries, no hesitation, try to push that as hard as you can. You know, if I give you, you know, let's just say it's 4 sets of 8. You want that 7th, 8th rep to be like, dang, it's starting to get hard. Yeah. I want you to push that. And then make sure you keep tracking it in the app. And from week to week, as you can, increase that weight load. That's what's going to up the intensity and really start to stimulate the body the way we want to.
Okay. You
know, leading to the results. So I was thinking that, and I wanted to hit on it.
So what other workouts like is that for, other than like split squats?
Oh, so for, take that across the board for any sort of weightlifting movement. So whether it's shoulder press, split squats, your back squats, anything where it's like it's not a Metcon, a Metcon would be, you know, you're moving a set weight, so like a 30-pound dumbbell for 45 seconds doing dumbbell snatches or whatever. Just like it's designed to be more aerobically based, more aerobic capacity based. Separate from that, when you're doing strength work, hey, it's three sets at eight of, you know, 25 feet of walking lunges, superset with some RDLs, whatever. That's the type of thing that you want to push as hard as you can to that 7, 8, 9 RPE. And RPE just means your rate of perceived exertion. So like how hard you feel like you're going.
Okay.
Is that confusing though? Because I know I'm throwing a lot of things at you and I want to make sure I'm explaining it okay. Sometimes it's hard to explain.
No, I think I got it. Go ahead.
Yeah. Any sort of strength work?
Buckle out.
Yeah. You want to push it. And if you feel safe on it, that's always the prerequisite. You feel safe on it. You feel confident at it. Push it hard. You want that last few reps to be you're squeaking them out. That's how we get stronger. We build more muscle and you up the intensity. Because I want you coming off these exercises. Like I want you to finish your set and be like, okay, wow. I need this minute rest. Like I don't want you to get done and be like, oh, you're kind of looking around. And you're like, well, I guess I'll start. Because then it's just not intense enough. We got to push it to where it's like, I don't want to pick these dumbbells up. This is really hard. That's kind of where we want to get to. You have to really develop your body. But again, given your circumstances and the context, if it's not there that day because you're just not in that place to push it, give yourself that grace. Just get the workout done.
Okay.
Yeah. I hope that's helpful.
Mm-hmm.
What are the questions you guys got for me? You have anything? Anything I can be helpful with?
Maybe this is just like a protein thing. But sometimes after the workouts, like I am a goner. Like, I don't know if I'm sure you've experienced that, Renee, but like I am just like beat and to the point where I'm like falling asleep on the drive home. And then I get home and I'm like, I want to eat absolutely everything in the fridge. So like, do I need to be eating more beforehand or is that just normal?
So here's what I would recommend. And actually, I just did a podcast with a nutritionist who I'm going to try to bring on into the group and be like the community nutritionist.
Cool.
So what she recommended to me, and I hadn't heard this before, I'd known it, but never heard this explained like this. It's the 30-30-30 rule. You want 30 grams of carbs, 30 minutes before your workout and 30 minutes after your workout, within 30 minutes after your workout, 30 grams of carbs. Now, I think that number can go up and down based on the person. But for you, maybe you get some of those like little go-go squeezes that like I'm sure your kid likes, like the little applesauce packets or whatever. Or like maybe eat a little bit of that before the workout and then have some on hand for immediately afterwards. Like have like an applesauce, eat the rest of the banana, whatever. That's going to really help you prepare for the workout going into it and then restore your glycogen storages post-workout. And you'll feel a lot better. You might still feel tired because that's more nervous system based and we're shocking your nervous system. So your nervous system is like, I want to go to sleep because I'm like, I just taxed it. Like, and that's going to take a while. It'll take a little bit to adapt to that. But the nutrition before and after will really help. And then get your protein in, you know, within the hour, just have it already in your protein, your shaker or whatever, that could be really helpful for you.
Okay. How do you feel about the, like, those like element packets, like those sodium supplements?
Love. Okay. Love. Yeah. I would recommend starting your day with that. Do you drink a big thing of water first thing in the morning?
My nutritionist has me on like water and like those trace mineral drops, and she has me throw in, if I don't have like one of those element packets, she's like throw in some salt and some cream of tartar. Do you know cream of tartar? Tartar is potassium.
No, cream of tartar?
Yep.
Interesting.
Cream of tartar, it's potassium. So she's like put like a little bit of cream of tartar in there and some Celtic sea salt and your minerals and some lemon juice and like throw it back.
Good. Yeah. First thing every morning. That's awesome. Heck yeah. Yeah.
I don't do it every morning. So don't think I'm like amazing or anything.
I might have done it like, I don't know, maybe a handful of times in the past like 6 months, but yeah.
Oh, shoot. Okay. So then, yeah, we gotta start doing that every morning.
Yeah. No, I
Yeah,
don't
make
do it
that.
every morning. I know I sounded really cool there for a second. I just wanted to bring you guys back into reality.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
I was like, oh yeah, she's got this dialed in. I love it. Go.
I
Yeah,
mean, it's
so
instant
trying
here, but like
to.
actually doing it is, yeah, I've gotten some great advice through the years, but you know.
Yeah, make that your every morning thing for sure. Try to make that your first thing. Big thing of water, put all the ingredients in there and just down it, or at least sip on it for the next hour or so.
Yeah.
Renee, do you do anything like that first thing in the morning?
Just salt. I do not do the tartar.
Yeah. Well, get
Yeah.
the those element packets are awesome. If you guys, I don't know if you're drinking them right now, Tammy, but like both of y'all, if you want to buy some and put that in your drink, put a little lemon. I put cayenne pepper in there too. A little cayenne pepper in my drink in the morning, a green supplement. Like you can just front load that first drink in the morning, just make it packed full of all the good stuff for the day,
Yeah.
down it, and then just move on.
Yeah.
Especially if you're gonna drink coffee. Do you guys drink coffee first thing in the morning?
I love coffee.
Yeah, you have to make sure you're hydrating before that, because coffee will dehydrate you, and it'll make you feel really tired, and it's very acidic. If you're putting creamer in there, it kind of neutralizes it, but it dehydrates you. It's a diuretic. It's great. I love coffee, love the caffeine. Seriously, I could drink coffee all day, but you've got to hydrate like.
Yeah, me and coffee need to break up.
Maybe for a little bit. Maybe if you took like a week or two.
Yeah, it's probably, yeah, it's a one-sided relationship at this point, so gotta call it quits.
Oh yeah. Going through a little caffeine detox like that can be super helpful.
Yeah, I don't think it helps with the bags under my eyes either. I think it is just dehydrating me.
And it'll help you sleep better too. Like
Yeah.
stepping away from it for a little bit, when you go to bed at night, you're more likely to be able to rest than if you've got caffeine, because caffeine has a really long half-life. Especially if you drink a lot of coffee throughout the day, or one later in the evening or afternoon,
Yeah.
the half-life of coffee is a lot. So it stays in your system for a while.
Yeah. Well, I heard once that like coffee was medicinal for if you were like A positive blood type. I don't know. Renee, are you down with that?
I am actually. I think I'm A negative instead of A positive. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
So my
interesting.
acupuncturist told me that once, and he was like, coffee's good for you. It's actually medicinal. And I was like, sweet. And so I never thought of it any different, but I was like, yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
My dad, like, he drinks a ton of coffee. So I grew up, around that. And
Yeah.
so I do drink it quite often, but unless I'm operating first. And then if I'm operating first in the morning, I can't drink it. So, because it wires me up. And, but yeah, I actually did about a month ago come off of it. It did help, but obviously I didn't stay off of it.
No, coffee can be really good. I mean, especially if you buy a really good quality organic one.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, there's always debates back and forward, but I tend to believe that it can be really good for you, just if you don't abuse it. Like if you are drinking it all day long,
Yeah.
I think it can be detrimental.
I didn't know that it could dehydrate you. That's interesting because I was sitting here thinking the last few times that I've been hospitalized is for dehydration, probably the last two or three. Because I do not get the water that I need. Like since we've been doing this, I've been much better. But on OR days when you're stuck in there for 8, 10, 12 hours and you can't just pop out and go to the bathroom, it's a lot different. You can't drink your water like you're supposed to. So
Yeah.
that's interesting. Like I
Yeah.
need to be aware of that too. So
Yeah, and it'll lead to you feeling really tired. So you'll be in the middle of the workout and you'll be drained, no energy, and you could think that it's from, not enough food, not enough sleep, not enough whatever, the stress, and you could just be dehydrated. Like it's
yeah.
simple as that. So just kind of knocking that off the list and making sure you've got electrolytes and water in your system at least gets rid of that as a possibility, so you can figure out like what else could be tired?
Sweet.
Yeah. What else you guys got for me? Any other questions?
I gotta get my coffee. I'll be fine.
Yeah, you're on a coffee detox.
All right, matcha it is.
Matcha? Yeah, hey, do some matcha. Heck yeah.
Okay. I haven't. See, this is the problem. I have matcha. It's in the cabinet, but I'm not choosing it. Bad. Yeah. I'm going to be a new person in 6 months. You guys are going to be like, who is this amazing woman? She's a hot mess.
That's right.
100%. Go ahead and take that matcha out. Put it on your... So like tomorrow morning when you wake up, see it, and it'll trigger you. Be like, okay, I'm doing matcha. You'll sleep with it on your pillow, actually. See, like, it's right there all night.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it's all about new relationship.
Yeah, that'll be helpful. All right, what else you guys got for me? Anything?
I think I'm good. We had a few conversations before Tammy popped in. I didn't know she popped in, so sorry.
Oh, no worries. No, it's good.
I feel bad. I should have had it on the different screen.
Fine. I'm super invisible right now. I think yeah.
Well, y'all are working super hard, and I'm proud of both of you. Seriously, I'm proud of both of you, because it's, you step into this new world of trying to get in shape, and it's not easy. It's really not easy, even for someone who's been doing this for 15, 20 years, every day religiously. Like, it's not easy. It's always, always challenging. There's something getting in the way. So you guys are doing it. Like, you're doing it. And I'm really proud of y'all, for real.
Thank you. Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, go get some rest. Try to get a good night's sleep, Tammy. No coffee in the morning. Do matcha. Get electrolytes in. Big thing of water.
Get out the cream of tartar.
Yeah, cream of tartar. I'm gonna look into that. Actually, I've never heard that. I'm gonna research that tonight. I've never heard of that.
Do it, and please tell me if I'm right. I mean, I'm right. My nutritionist told me. It's we're good.
I'm gonna look it up. Right, okay. You guys have a great night.
All right, me too.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.
See ya.